Happy Mother's Day! Thank you for tuning into another episode of Danger Close USA, angry, pissed off American podcast radio. Your host, Jeff Kaufman, escaping the confines of the home for a moment. This will be brief, not a Sunday special. I wish I could make it a Mother's Day special, but I don't know. It's not like anything motherly about me. I know I'm a real motherfucker sometimes. I don't think this is the source for Mother's Day well wishes. Neighbors walking their kids and the dog. That's always pleasant. Well, things in the Trump world have become so insane, crazy, unpredictable, and full of bullshittery that it's gotten to the point where I've kind of turned away from it a little bit. I mean, I'm not ignoring it, but I'm not going to submerge myself and engage in it today. I will say this, that you have some interesting so-called propaganda-produced revelations concerning how General Flynn was treated, concerning how McCabe and Comey and if I go into all the details, the thing is, they're already chanting insanity like they did for 4 years with Lock Her Up. Truth be known, in my opinion, this is just another one of those instant premeditated ways to get Americans to stop thinking about all the craziness that is Trump. In about a 1 hour period, I think he put out some, I don't even know how many tweets in 1 hour today on Mother's Day. On Mother's Day. I firmly believe that his only friend is his fucking phone at this moment. He's so childish. And so, I don't know, dude. Full of narcissism and stupidity that it's like a never-ending roller coaster ride on a daily basis. That was my tool bag. I've literally, after everything that happened with the pandemic and everything that's happened since he started talking about the pandemic as if it was a problem, and it is, but, you know, suddenly acting as if he cares, which he's barely done, but since March, it's been a fiasco. And it seems like everybody's aware of the fact that he's totally failed this country, except for a small minority of people who continue to support him no matter what he does wrong. He can do no wrong by them. His overreach in the Department of Justice should have been a big red flag for these MAGA people who staunchly believe in how government should run, how they constantly talk about the republic, and how they talk about the freedoms of this nation. And I watched a video the other day of a black gentleman in Texas talking about how he was taken to an airport by his father in Atlanta and blah, blah, blah. And he was dressed like a cowboy, had a gun on his hip. And he was talking about how if we don't act now, we're going to lose our rights and our liberties. And it was about the pandemic. It was about COVID-19 that he was going on about. Not one fucking word out of him about a tyrant in the White House. And I see this all the time, which drives me fucking bonkers. It would drive anybody with any bit of a small amount of intelligence fucking nuts listening to these fucking people bitch and moan about their liberties and their freedoms and their constitution, which I cherish. And I cherish my liberty and I cherish my freedoms. But I'm also very well aware of the fucking guy in the White House. But not one fucking word about his overreach in the Department of Justice. He's obviously pulling at the puppet strings. I mean, you would have to be blind, deaf, mute. And someone must have hit you with a hammer over the fucking head when you were like two. If you don't see the same shit everybody else sees and hear the same things everybody else hears. That's what bothers me the most about these propagandists. The small-time ones to the fucking giant fucking I've got a platform with millions and millions of viewers. Those are the scariest ones of them all. Because those are the ones that reached so many people. And they're capable of misconstruing public opinion and manipulating people and ignoring the clarity, the blatancy, the fucking, not the minutia, but the total transparency of how much Donald Trump has failed this nation. They ignore that. They ignore that. And they pick on the little things that really don't fucking matter as much as a guy in the White House who just released a criminal, who took Mr. Flynn and brought him from where he belonged to a plateau of a hero status. Even though he admitted that he knew he was fine with General Flynn going away in the very beginning, he even put tweets up. But it's like they, you know, all of a sudden uncover these mysterious piles of paper. You know, it happens with Hannity almost every time they do this. I don't know if you've ever paid attention to Hannity, but he'll say this. Now, this is what he says. There's just so much to go through. We haven't gone through it all yet. And you'll give me some number of papers that they're going to try to read. He's not reading any of it. He doesn't pay attention to any of it. He's not going to read one fucking word off any fucking thing in this so-called discovery. Because I'll tell you why he hasn't actually came out with the details about this yet. Because the narrative is going to change tomorrow and the next day and the next day and the next day and the next day and the next day. They're going to manipulate this and turn this into something it wasn't in. Well, it's not even factual yet. What it is a conspiracy theory that they threw out there to distract him and Mark Levin themselves, just to distract Americans from what's going on. It's return to normalcy. It's return to this is the kind of crazy shit that we have fucking been producing since 2016. We're going to continue to produce it. We're going to continue to throw this out there. Because right now, we want you to think everything's back to normal so you can go out and they're trying their best to save the economy by making it seem like everything is perfectly okay, even though people are still dying and catching this disease every day. And people are ignoring it. They don't care. The 70,000, 80,000, it's not enough. That's not enough deaths. We get that many deaths from fucking car washes. We get that many deaths from people climbing ladders with heels on their feet. That kind of crazy shit is what they hide behind. These statistics that are totally fucking bullshit. Like Dr. Phil telling you 300-something thousand people drown every year. They drown 300, and it's only 3,000 people a year drown. But according to him, it's 360-something thousand Americans drown every year. It's only 3,000-something Americans drown. But it's not the point. That's, the numbers are irrelevant. What's relevant is the narrative to make you feel like it's safe to go back the fuck out, go back to fucking work, ignore the plight, ignore the disease, ignore the virus, ignore the truth, ignore the facts, ignore it. Ignore it, ignore it, ignore it. So they can take the fucking actuality of what's going on and make it disappear with bullshit. And that's what this whole thing with General Flynn is about. Fuck, he doesn't deserve to be out of fucking jail. But he's out. It gives you something. It gives something on the left for people to be angry about and something on the right for people to cheer about. Meanwhile, we're not paying attention to the one thing we should be paying attention to. We're being trained to ignore. This is how propaganda works. And right now we are in the middle of a battle for your conscience, a battle for your intelligence. They want you to believe something that's not even true, so you don't fucking believe what is true. This is Danger Close USA. I'll be right back. Try to fight propaganda. It's hard. Because I'm just a little fucking speck of fly shit in the salt shaker of life. What I try to do with my show is simple. It's educate people how propaganda works. And to kind of be like the anti-Hannity, the anti-Mark Levin, the anti-Glenn Beck, the anti-right-wing insane media. And it's hard because, well, it's not hard. It's just I don't have the platform. And I don't think that many people would give a shit to listen to me, really. But the point is simple. There's nobody out there doing what I do. And what I do is make sure people understand what they're doing. I don't know the proverb. I don't think it's an actual proverb. I don't know what I'm trying to say. It's you know your enemy. Know your fucking enemy. Know him well. Know your enemy well. And the only way you're going to know your enemy is to fucking listen to the propaganda. If you want to know what's going to happen in this country, listen to these people. Don't be a fan. Listen to them. Because whatever happens on the right side of the equation, whatever happens, they have a polar opposite talking point. Or something totally out of the fucking ordinary, insane, to draw your attention away from the actuality of what's going on. And this happens all the time. It happened as soon as Donald Trump started to realize just how bad he was tanking. See, up until the coronavirus crisis, we heard from him once every blue moon, kind of. Not very frequently. Not anywhere as frequently as we started hearing from him after the coronavirus crisis. But as soon as he started putting himself out there every day, making a point of being on display in front of the American people every day, that's when I think he started to realize reality really sucks. America doesn't like him. America doesn't trust him. And he kept doing it, didn't he? For a little while. He kept, almost a month, he kept going on almost every day, making sure that he put his pudgy little orange face out there for the world to see. And he would have his little word salad to throw at everything and anything. We're having some very powerful, strong moments in the meetings, guys, America, and they're very strong and powerful moments, discussions, and everything's going great. Everybody's applauding how good and how well I'm killing people. Basically, that's what it was, but we all knew, because at the same time, we were realizing, a lot of Americans were realizing just how impotent he was. Just how worthless he was. How much he lacked in leadership. Skills. I mean, for fuck's sake. A lawnmower salesman that some fucking lawnmower company could have done a better job than the President of the United States. A bullshit artist, half his skill, would have done a better job. He's not even very good at what he does, which is lying. He's blatantly, he thinks he's good. He's built himself up to be this masterful bullshit artist. But he's not. So he was on display every day. I believe my phone died. Huh. Well, that kind of sucks. My phone died. No, I don't think so. Oh. Ha! I guess that happens when you, say too much. Your phone blacks out. Now, I think I was hitting a button on the side of my phone I didn't know that I was hitting, and I made the display very dark. Technology is so cool. So, excuse me, where was I? Oh, yes, he's built himself up. Into this, I don't know how to describe it, kind of guy that's always, you know, on point and hardcore and smart and intelligent, and he's not. And he was on display far too long. When his ratings, when his approval ratings started to tank, that's when all of a sudden things started to change. When he realized the economy was going to shit, that's when the narrative started to change. That's when it went from, oh, you have to be safe and be careful, to this is all just a bunch of bullshit. You don't need masks. I mean, what's his latest debauchery of information? That someone tested negative and then tested positive for COVID-19. We don't need testing because it didn't catch it. And someone made a really good analogy of his statement. It was like pregnancy tests. Oh, 2 months ago, I took a pregnancy test and it was negative. But just last week, I took one and I'm positive. Damn those pregnancy tests. They're horrible. We don't need pregnancy tests. That was the kind of, I mean, that was exactly what sort of happened. Someone that worked around Trump, was been around Trump, one of his valets, whatever you want to call them, tested positive. Someone else tested positive in the White House for COVID-19. And he said, more words or less. I'm just going to do my best, stupidity impersonation. I'm not very good at it. They were tested a couple weeks ago, and they were perfectly fine. They tested negative, and then all of a sudden, they're tested positive. And, I firmly believe that all this shit is just bullshit. We don't need testing. Testing's not good. Testing's bad. That's the president of the United States. You realize how stupid that is. I mean, you realize how dumb that sounds. How ignorant that is. Just, he puts his dumb ass on full display every fucking day. Okay? Let's just get that straight. Every fucking day. When he was doing the COVID-19 fucking task force meetings. I mean, what the fuck? He might as well wear a cape and a fucking whatever. His depends on the outside of his outfit because the motherfucker is a moron! Can we just be honest? The propagandists are working overtime covering up how much of a fucking moron the President of the United States is on a daily basis. And they have to come up with something insane, more insane than Donald Trump. More insane than that fucker on display every day. To get your fucking mind focused on something else besides the fact the President of the United States is a fucking moron. I had to get that out there. I had to say it. He's, my God. Nobody could have been a more horrible president. Nobody. Dennis Leary would have made a better president. An empty can of Coke would have been a better president. Anything would have been a better president than the United States of America. A dead fucking armadillo on the side of the road in Florida heat would have been a better president than the United States of America. And propagandists all throughout the right side of the equation are doing everything they possibly can to cover this as if he's doing a good job. He's a fucking failure. A complete and utter fucking disgrace. But my God, they want you to think he's being successful at handling this pandemic, but they knew that wasn't working. Holy fuck. They knew that was not working because he was on display every day. So they bring back the press secretary. And then they started to spin a little fucking story about General Flynn and the FBI. And now that's all over. All you hear from Mark Levin is how I ring. My name's Mark Levin. I raised the red flag couple years ago. I told you there was a coup. Nobody listens to Mark Levin. That's why. I'll tell you why, Mark. Nobody listens to you. Because only people listening to you are in retirement homes. Under deathbeds. And can't reach the fucking remote. The President of the United States is doing a great job. Shut up, Mark. No, he's not. You can't fucking lie your way through this anymore, buddy. Those days are fucking over, buddy. Someone actually told me I should try to talk to Mark Levin about being on his show. That he was 99.9% sure Mark Levin would love to have me on his show. And then in the same sentence said, he would eat you alive. I don't think he would. I don't think I would. I may not be such a wordsmith as Mark Levin. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I'm sure he's a much better wordsmith than me. But he wouldn't have me on his show. Because the questions I would ask him would piss him the fuck off. He would be ill-prepared. There'd be no fucking way to get me to fucking play game. To play ball. They could not get me to fucking paint myself in a fucking corner and ask the only questions I'm allowed to ask. There's no fucking way. Let me tell you why. Mark Levin is a propagandist. He's the little doctor of Fox News. Life and Liberty with Mark Levin is a fucking bullshit show. It's an ideology invented by this bald-headed Nazi librarian-looking fuckface with a little teeny itty-bitty wiener syndrome. And I say that because he's nothing. But he is ready and willing at a drop of a hat to defend the President of the United States. Why is that? Why? Can you explain that to me? I'll explain it in two words. Got paid! It's all about the money, honey. It's all about the green bills, baby. It's nothing to do with saving the United States from liberalism. It all has to do with how many books he can sell. Life, love, and liberty, and justice for all. It's just a bullshit line that he uses to sell his bullshit. Just like Hannity, just like the rest of them. I keep talking about them because those are the fucking people that are destroying this country. They're dangerous. And I firmly stand behind that statement. They are dangerous. Oh, look, one of my neighbors are having the meeting of the meth heads today. You know, I hate to say stuff like that, but when you look into your neighbor's yard and it's just littered with trash and the grass is 12 feet fucking tall and they're all outside hanging out and they look like somebody who you wouldn't invite over even if they were starving. And you know you've woken up at 3 o'clock in the morning and they were out with a fucking table saw trying to build a fucking porch and mowing their lawn sometimes at 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning. They might be fucking meth heads, you know, and they might just fucking be. I don't know for sure, but I kind of get the idea that if you're out there fucking mowing your lawn at 2 o'clock in the morning or building a fucking porch, you might be on fucking meth. Anyways. This is Danger Close, USA, Angry, Pissed Off, American Podcast Radio. That's a big, long line. I try to say it as fluently as possible. I do try. This is your host, Jeff Kaufman. I just want you to realize something. Whenever you have the news on or whatever you're watching or hearing or listening to, whatever it is, just remember one thing. If it's not true, it's propaganda. And when it's shit that comes out of the mouths of people like Mark Levin, Sean Hannity, Glenn Beck, Jeanine Pirro, Rush Limbaugh, all these fucking motherfuckers, Tucker Carlson and Billy Mitchell and all these fucking assholes. It's all for one purpose and one purpose only. To distract you and to keep you from forming your own opinion based on the evidence and facts that you yourself could find, read, and understand. So it's easier to listen to people like Jeanine Pirro and Mark Levin and Sean Hannity and Glenn Beck and all these other assholes because they don't give you the news. What they give you is their ideology, their opinion, and people take it. And it's not really their opinion. It's a talking point. It's something they have to say, something they need to get across, something they need to cover, something they need you to believe in. And that is how we get people to march on the fucking city capital of, or the state capital of Michigan. That is how we get people to form into groups. That's how we get people killed. That's how people get involved in the fucking militias. That's how these people start walking around with their M6, their AR-15s, going to marches, waving the Confederate flag and the Nazi symbolism. That's how you get these people to do these things with propaganda. And it works. I just hope it doesn't work on you. This is Danger Close USA, American, Pissed Off American. Sorry, Pissed Off Angry American Podcast Radio. However you want to put it, I'm angry, I'm American, and this is my show. God bless America, and happy Mother's Day. Hoo-ah.